We continue our learning of the Nishmas David Ben Nachlish and Chan Yaakov and Pitachav Seliyo, where Menachos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. When Aaron and his sons were inaugurated to begin working in the Mishka during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the Torah says in Vayikra Ches, Vayakrevis Ha'ayel Hasheni El HaMiluim, Aaron brought, he sacrificed this second aisle, which was known as the El HaMiluim, Vayikaches HaChelev V'Sal Yoves Kol HaChev HaShal HaKerev V'Eis Shok HaYomin. There was the fats, there was the tail, and then umisalam and the thigh, umisalam matzos asher lifnei Hashem, the matzos yivakach chalas matzachas, the chalach lechem shemen achas v'rokik echad, vayosem ala chalovim valsho kayamin. There was waving going on, and here you see that there were chalos brought along with the El Hamilim, with this ram. We also find that a Nazir, in fact, on the day that he finishes his Naziros, he has to bring two types of chalos, and rakikim. So we're going to discuss these types of these chalos. They were really all matzos, as the Mishnah says the following. Hamiluim hayu ba'im kamatza shebatoda. So the miluim, there are three varieties of matzah that were brought. So all you have to do is just subtract the 10 loaves of chametz from the karban toda, and now you have the three varieties of matzah that were used on the days for the miluim. And that's and those are the ones that we describe. What were they? Chalos, urikikim, uravucha. So there's three. The regular loaves, which have oil mixed and then they're baked. Urikikim, where they're baked and then the oil is smeared on. And uravucha, which then they were scalded in hot water. So those were the three that we had that were, came along with the Elam Miluim. And of course, as we said, they were waved by the Kohen with the thigh and the Emurim of the Miluim ram as well. Then the Mishnah says, "Hanazirus ha'isav ashtei yados b'matzah shebatoda achalos urikikim." So the Nazir had the two parts of the matzah of the toda, not all three varieties, but two varieties. What does it have? Chalos urikikim, the first two varieties, but ve'ema revucha, though that which is scalded in hot water, so that that flour offering which you have in the toda was not brought. So two of the three varieties of matzah is what the chalos and rikikim is what the Nazir brought along with his karban at the end of his Nazirus. There the Torah says, chalos bilulos b'ashemen and rikikei matzos b'shuchim b'ashemen. So that's chalos and rikikim. Then the Mishnah says, dintzah asara kabin yushalmios shehein shisha estronos va'advayin. So what does this mean? So now, think about the three varieties of the matzah for the toda. So remember, we said that we needed 15 kav of flour based on the Yushalmi measure. And then we said 50 kav for the three variety of matzah and 15 kav for the chametz. So if you get rid of the chametz, so now I'm using those three varieties for the miluim, let's say, or for the, what do I have? That's 15 kav. 15 kav of flour is what we're using for those, for the three varieties of miluim. And if you now think about the two varieties which are used for the Nazir, so then we only need 10 kav of flour. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Nimsa asara kav in Yushalmios. It's 10 kav Yushalmios, shein shisha estronos v'advayin, which means that if you would now equate that to the Isaron measure from the Midbar, you would end up having six Isa Esronos, and Advayan means an extra, like the word V'o, which means really 6 2/3. Each variety of the Todolof, as we remember, was 3 1/3 of the matzos of the toad, as remember, consisted of what? 3 1/3 estronos. We mentioned that based on the measure of the midbar, measure of the Torah, Doraisa. So our Nazir needs double that amount, which ends up with 6 2/3 estronos. Because the Nazir has two varieties, so that's 6 1/3 instead of that's 6 2/3 instead of 3 1/3. So that's what the Mishnah means. Shisha esronos v'advayon, 6 2/3 esronos for the midbar measure and 10 kav For the Yerushalmi measure, which each one is getting, each one gets five kava flour. Umikulon hayanotel echad me'asara truma. And then the Mishnah says that there was another halacha based on the pasuk, and Mishnah quotes the pasuk. Shneimar v'hikrivi mienu echad mikol kaban truma l'Hashem. Just like we give trumas maser, the lady gives to the kohen. So here, this truma that we literally lift up, truma laharim, we separate from each of these 10 loaves. So that means we give the same. Trumas Maser is 1 out of 10. The Levi gives out of the Maser he gets, he gives 1/10 of that to the Kohen. So we do the same thing here. Out of these loaves, the Kohen is going to get one. And that's halacha number one, we say. Related to that, the Mishnah continues, Echad, meaning quoting the pasuk, what does it say again? They kriv menu echad mikol korban. What do we learn from the word echad? Shelo yitol parus, that the kohen should not take it broken. It says la kohen hazorek lo yehiyeh, after the blood is sprinkled, so he's the one he's going to get the 1 out of the 10 loaves. So here the Mishnah says that since it says echad means that it's whole. So the loaf had to give him to the kohen cannot be broken. If it's broken, so then you have to make sure, if one of the loaves, let's say, broke after the zrika, so okay, then has to take a whole loaf. That's derived from the word echad. Mikol karban, what do we learn from there? Sheyuhu kol our karbanos shavin. What does that mean? Each of the four variety of the toda, 10 being chametz, as we know, 13 being matzah, but there are four varieties that are given. We have the chalos and the rikikim and the revucha and of course the chametz. So it means they should be shavin. They should each have 10 loaves. And then the Mishnah says shelo yitol mi karban lachavero. Nor can the kohen take as his truma one variety over another. I'm going to take two of these and not take any and the other ones. I like the revucha better. He can't do that. And then the Mishnah concludes by quoting the pasuk la kohen hazorek es dam ashlamim lo yihyeh. The kohen who does the sprinkling dam ashlamim of the, remember, there was a carbon toda, that was like a carbon shlamim. And then you have the loaves. So that is, he receives the loaf, but v'hashar nechol ha'kol ha'bailim. It means the rest is eaten by the owner. He only takes that one, but the rest is eaten by the owner. One loaf we give to the kohen, the remaining 9 loaves of each of the varieties is eaten by the owner. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel Hashochet Asato Ada Bifnim V'lach Malachutz. Now we're going to deal with the relationship between the animal of the Karbon Toda, the Shlamim, and the Lechem of the Toda, the 40 loaves. So here you have a case where a person shechted the Karbon Toda Bifnim inside the Azara like he should have, but V'lachma, but the where were the loaves? They were Chutz L'choma. They were outside the choma. So the Gemara is machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what it means chutz l'choma. Rabbi Yochanan says it was outside the choma of Beis Pagi. What's Beis Pagi? That itself is a question. According to most of the Farshim, it means outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Some say no, it means a specific place where they would bake the menachos outside the wall of Har HaBayis or close to that. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan says outside the, let's assume the simple, Beis Pagi means outside the wall of Yerushalayim. So here you have Yeshechted, the Karbon Toda, inside the Azara, but where are the 40 loaves? They're outside Yerushalayim, the wall of Yerushalayim, or according to Reish Lakish, Chutz L'choma means outside the wall of the Azara. So either way, they're not with the Karbon Toda. So says the Mishnah, if this is what happened, Yeshech, the Karbon Toda, Bifnim, and the Lechem is outside, Lo Kidesh Alechem, the Lechem does not become Kodesh. The Lechem only becomes Kodesh, it's only sanctified when you Yeshech the Karbon, the animal, that Shlamim, which is the Toda. And since the time of the Shechita, the Lechem was in a place that you're usher to eat it, so if it doesn't become Kodesh. So the Mishnah then says, what about Shachata Achalo Karma Batanur? Let's say you shechted the Karma Toda, but the loaves of bread had yet to get crusty in the oven. So they don't have the status of Lechem. They're still called Isa. The Afilu Karbu Kulon Chutz Me'echamim. Even if 39 of the 40 were crusty, but one of them was not. So says the Mishnah, again, Afilu Karbu Kulon Chutz Me'echamim Lo Kidesh Alechem. It's not Mekadesh Alechem, and even the ones that already have crust upon them, which have the status of lechem, do not become sanctified because you're lacking in one of the 40. Shachata, what about the following? You shechted the carbon toda with in mind to eat from the basar or be maktir the emurim chutzlis manam chutzlim koma, either chutzlim manzana or chutzlim koma, kide shalechem. What does that mean? It becomes kadosh, meaning it becomes pigel. The lechem also becomes pigel or pasul. Chutzlis mana pigel, chutzlim koma pasul. And that would mean that if you eat the lechem, although that's not here what you do, you shechted the animal. So, and you shechted the animal with in mind that the basar is going to be, you're going to eat the basar, chutzlis mana, chutzlim koma. You're going to be makdeh emurim. Yet, what is that? You have nothing new with the bread. Nonetheless, the bread itself becomes pigel. If it's chutzlis mana, if you eat the bread, chayv karis. Or chutzlim koma, the bread becomes pasul. Even though that's not what you had in mind, what you were shechting in your whole intent was about the animal. What about shachata? It says trefa. Let's say you shechted the animal and you find out, you realize that the animal you shechted as the carbon toda, as the animal, has a hole, let's say, in its lung. Lo kidei shalechem. Because it was a trefa, it had that psul before the shechita, so the animal is invalid, and therefore the lechem doesn't become kadosh. What about shchata v'nimseis balas mum? And we're speaking about a mum that's not nicker, something noticeable, obviously it would be problematic. Here's, let's say, had cataracts, dukin shiba'ayin. So what about that? If you shechted it and you realize there was this mum that was not nikkur and only nikkur afterwards, I mean, there's a kiddush. He believes the lechme toda, the 40 loaves, are sanctified because Rabbi Eliezer believes since the mum is not nikkur, it's not recognizable. So it would have a halacha im ola lemizbeach lo yered. We have that in Zvachim many times. Since it's not a recognizable mum, had you placed that animal on the mizbeach, the emurim of that animal on the mizbeach, you wouldn't have to take it down since the mum is not nikkur. Therefore, since it would have a halacha of im olo lo yered, we therefore can say that the lechem in fact becomes kadosh. But v'chachamim omrim lo kidesh, since l'chatchila this carbon you would not place on the mizbeach, it doesn't matter that im olo lo yered, we can't say that the lechem becomes kadosh. Shchatosh lo lishma, let's say you shechted this animal, not l'shem tovah, l'shem of another carbon. V'cheina el hamiluim, or let's say the el hamiluim, which we mentioned for that was done during the times of the miluim, the inauguration of the mishkan. Varavon and his sons for kahuna, or v'chein shnei kifsei atzeres sheshachadim shel lishman. Let's say you shechted the two kifsei atzeres of shavuos shel lishman. We had another carbon in mind. In all of these cases, lo kidei shalechem. The lechem doesn't become kadosh, and each of these has lechem that accompanies it. The toda, the elam iluin has those three varieties. Kifsei atzeres has the shtei alechem. So in all of these cases, it does not become kadosh. Why? Based on the following pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, al chalotz lechem chametz yakiv karbano al zevach todash lamav. So what do we learn from here? Al zevach shenizbach l'shem todash lamav, the Gemara says. When do we say that the lechem becomes kadosh? It's al lech chalos lechem chametz only when the zevach was nizbach l'shem todash shlamav. Al zevach todash lamav is when al chalos lechem chametz yakriv karbano. So your chametz is going to be kadosh, assuming that you shechted your toda as it al zevach todash lamav, as a shlamim, as a carbon toda. But if you had in mind another carbon, so then that would then the lechem is not sanctified. And since that applies to toda, we say that it should apply as well. Toda becomes the model for el hamiluim, which is animal also ran that has bread matzah along with it, and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres as well, because in all of these cases, if you shechem shalolishman, the lechem does not become kadosh.